of Gutengold. My harp is weary heavy, and I can hardly move it on my own even now. I'm grown and gone, far from what my father calls his Canaan. He strums what strings he can from time to time, sounds out joy of man's desiring, despite the fact six strings have snapped and Middle Sea has fallen to be. It happened before. I knew it. This learning. To play an hour's worth of minuets, what made him say, "You're the show horse and I'm just the work one." He traded a stand of trees for what he knew I'd teach myself. It's easy to replay the scene in which I play the harp he says I'll own someday. My sister's bow seesawing over her violin, our mother on the upright, and him so near the fire he'd built, his fingers laced, eyes closed tight, torso rocking like the wand of a metronome. Maybe what I wanted was to teach him a note could still be new, be worth a forest trucked to Boise. But I've never won that argument with God, and it took 10 years to know just what he'd done. None but my harp teacher could tell you now the tale wherein a girl is given a harp with 40 strings of gut and one of gold. Her father in the story's always dying of some mythic sickness you can only deem a curse, hands wilting on dwindled wrists, teeth crumbling from gums like bits of gypsum. Each time she made that gold string sing, her father's youth would move a little closer. Even the wrecked tunnel of his throat revived, its ballads in his hands unfurled like lilies dropped in tea. In the end, she traded one wellness for another, grew ancient as her father grew new. I imagined he lacked a music of his own, thought he couldn't read the language Mozart spoke, as if that daughter could have said a thing to heaven and been heard just because she'd taken up her psalmody so young. I didn't yet know he had a secret, music, my father, strange, tongue planted, where I couldn't go. I heard him speak it, first to the man who helped him cut down trees. Ayúdame, he called, as if I'd never learn the song of something falling into use.